playing there in the background, producer MYK.
They should just play that on a loop in the dollar store all day.
I love Lil Dicky.
I wish more women did. That would be, you know, good for guys out there.
Oh, boy.
317-239-1009. What items should you never buy cheap? Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our Twitter?
Jamie said never, ever, ever buy cheap toilet paper. Number one rule in my book.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I bought a roll of three toilet paper, like, you know, roll of three, because we're going to be moving this weekend. And the toilet paper was terrible. Instant breakthrough, which is just a horrible victimized feeling when you do that to yourself. And I just threw the rest away and bought, like, good. You got to get double quilted. Got to get the good stuff.
And then Jordan said, I'm not listening anymore if y'all keep bashing Dollar Tree. That's my home away from home. Sorry, Jordan.
We're not bashing any store.
We're not bashing. No. There's a bunch of good products there. I just wouldn't buy a bag of, or a box of condoms from there.
Was it more than one? We never named any stores either. Was there more than one condom in there, or was it like a three pack?
Oh, I think there were multiples in there.
Dang,
yeah.
You could share with your buddies. Y'all chip in, you go to
almost
a party.
All my kitchen supplies are from a dollar store. Like my bunch of my cookie pans, all of my glassware is from the dollar store. Like I got a ton of stuff there.
I wish they sold cars because I'm going to get a new car eventually. Like mine's got 208,000 miles now, so I'd love to get my next vehicle there if they offered financing. Let's talk to Zach on the Joe and Alex show. Zach, what should you never buy cheap?
Definitely never tattoos. Like, don't go to your buddy's cousin Cletus and get a tattoo because you'll walk out with Hep C and a tail.
Wait, do you know somebody named Cletus that gave a really bad Hep C tattoo?
No. I don't know anybody named Cletus that gave a Hep C tattoo.
Okay, but you know somebody else, though.
Possibly.
My buddy...
It wasn't like somebody I know personally, but it was a buddy's friend out in Illinois who was giving tattoos at a party just to everybody for like $15.
Wow, that's a deal though. I mean, I don't know if I could pass it up for $15. Let's talk to David on the Joe and Alex show. David, what's something you should never buy cheap?
Hey guys, never buy knockoff ravioli. Always go with Chef Boyardee.
Why?
The sauce, it tastes totally different.
He's lost in the sauce.
I agree, David. You hit it on the head. Like that Chef Boyardee. Honestly, I think that's my lunch plan now.
The Italians would go insane, saying you're eating ravioli out of a can.
It's the good stuff, man. Hey, David, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. And let's go to line four this morning. Tara on the Joe and Alex show. Tara, what's something you should never buy cheap? You should spring a couple extra dollars to get the good stuff.
A marijuana test. You are not going to get that job. I've seen it at the Dollar Tree store. They have, like, different tests for THC and stuff like that. I think it's just a bad idea. I would never, ever do that simply because, you know, it's only going to test you for one thing. But you have people out there smoking, you know, marijuana, doing shrooms, you know, doing coke and stuff, and you want to know if you're clear. I mean, like, I wouldn't risk it.
You're saying buy expensive drugs, don't buy cheap drugs?
No, expensive drug tests. So you can pass the test and get a job, yeah. And buy more drugs.
Tara, if we gave you a drug test right now, how many things would we find in you?
Nothing. I'm a vapor, so I'm clean.
Well, you vape your weed? Good stuff right there. Hey, thank you, Tara, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
You know what else I just remembered you should never buy cheap? Liv, do you ever buy makeup off like Amazon or eBay?
I literally like just bought concealer off of Amazon like a week ago.
How's it working out for you?
Okay, why? Because I'm literally breaking out underneath my eyes.
You guys are about to be shooketh.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like you're playing Connect the Dots, kind of.
Cue the Unsolved Mysteries. You guys wouldn't know this, but because you guys obviously don't wear makeup. Well, producer MYK on a good day. No, I'm kidding. So one thing that a lot of women, I feel like, don't know or they're just completely ignorant about is that if you buy makeup, like if you're buying MAC products or Kylie lip kits and stuff on Amazon and eBay because you're like, oh, this is way cheaper. 99.9% of the time, those are counterfeit and they're fake and they are filled. They have been tested. Like, companies went and bought a bunch of them and did testing to prove like how bad this makeup is because they're making them in like China and completely gross facilities. People aren't wearing gloves or using their own hands in the nastiest rooms. They took pictures of the rooms where these counterfeit makeup is made, like naked Urban Decay naked palettes for cheap and stuff. They're made in these rooms that you wouldn't even want to walk into, let alone eat in. And I mean, it's just nasty. And they are filled, when they tested them, counterfeit makeup products from Amazon and eBay are filled with arsenic, rat poop, horse urine, mercury, like the nasty stuff. People get chemical burns. They cause psoriasis, acne. Like, you will really get messed up if you use this nasty black market makeup. I mean, if you see someone...
But you look so good, though, girl.
Oh, my God.
It's not even close to the same quality. It's so I am a self-proclaimed makeup snob. I won't go anywhere besides Sephora, because here's the thing. Even in the United States, so if you see makeup that says made in the United States or made in China, those countries, our country, we don't have very strong laws that keep nasty things out of our makeup. So I don't buy any makeup that's not from Europe, because their government laws on cosmetics are so much stronger. They don't let any of this nasty stuff in them. So I never buy cheap makeup.
Well, I'm just telling you right now, as I'm looking towards the holidays, wherever there's a deal.
Don't buy a $6 Kylie Jenner lip kit. It's $6 for a reason. I'm just telling
you. It cost $8 to return it. I'm keeping it, Alex. Sorry.